One proposal was submitted by the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, a commercial fishing group. It seeks to stop any District 11A personal use fishing or catching crab for the dinner table in years when there are not enough crab for a commercial fishery. PVOA Executive Director Julianne Curry told the board that the District 11A crab stocks need to rebuild.
By allowing the unharvested commercial component of the stock to stay in the water, it should help the rebuilding process or maintain a healthy population, particularly when stocks are depressed. The ADF&G was concerned enough about the District 11 stocks that they closed the 2007 summer season early, and no commercial fishery for Red King crab has been held for 3 years.
The Department of Fish and Game has not opened Southeast Commercial Red King Fishery since 2005 because of low crab numbers. Juneau area personal use crabbers were allowed to catch some kings for their dinner table in 2006 and 2007, but both fisheries remained unopened this past year. Commercial crabbers turned out to back the closure for personal use crabbers in the Juneau area. They also voiced opposition to another proposal that would cut the commercial fleet out of that District 11A harvest. Lad Norheim said the area was an important piece of the commercial Red King harvest.
11A is a huge, huge part of our red crab. If you take 11A out of the mix, we'd never fish red crab. They look at the whole biomass, and without that, we're out of business.
Shutting the commercial fleet out of 11A is a proposal submitted by the Territorial Sportsmen, a Juneau area hunting and fishing organization. The group's president, Wayne Regalin, told the board it was an important fishery for Juneau residents.
This crab fishery occurs in Juneau's backyard and is very, very heavily used by many, many residents of the Juneau area. Fishery is very popular, and the entire allowable harvest can easily be taken by personal use crabbers.
Regalin said he did not think there was enough room for both the commercial and personal use harvests.
I guess it's a perception issue. The department feels like we can have a mixed fishery there, personal use and commercial. We feel that if we continue to have the commercial fishery, it gets closed for long periods of time, and there's just no harvest at all for personal use crabbers, and it's just going to turn into a really ugly, bitter allocation fight.
There's already a portion of 11A closed to the commercial crabbing fleet. Personal use crabbers caught an estimated 2,500 Red King in District 11A the last year it was open. That catch has been as high as 20,000 crab as recently as the 99-2000 season. When both crab fisheries are open, personal use crabbers are normally allocated 60% of the District 11A catch, and the commercial fleet gets 40%. The board is scheduled to wrap up the Southeast Shellfish meeting January 27th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.